I'm delighted to say Davy Russell, Grand National winning jockey, joins us on the line. Davy, thanks very much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks, Pat.
Davy, it must be a surreal feeling to win the Grand National once, but to do it 2 years on the bounce must be something that you wouldn't have dreamt of.
Yeah, it's phenomenal now. I really can't. It hasn't sunk in yet, and look, we're back to the grindstone now, but no, it was a brilliant day Saturday, and you know, Adrian and racing in general, I can be very proud of what they have there, you know.
Yeah, and I suppose it's something unique because has been rung around over the last 48 hours. It hasn't been done in 45 years since Red Rum did it in 73 and 74. Tiger Old, he's something that's unique in racing now.
He is. He's a standout now, to be fair to me. He was always a standout, really, with the things that he had achieved, but he's really gone up a notch after Saturday, you know.
What are your expectations going into Saturday, Dave, into the race? Obviously, there was a lot of expectation, but I suppose the record of previous winners going into the race wouldn't be the greatest, and I suppose the hype around the horse wouldn't have been as high as maybe different races that you might ride in.
Yeah, I wasn't too worried about maybe other horses that hadn't done it, because this lad was a little bit different. I suppose there were a couple of factors. The ground was one. He needed, you know, respectfully dry ground, and I suppose the weight was the other. So I was a little bit worried when the Twist and Davis horse came out, and he went up them 4 pounds, and then it bucketed rain. Jesus, was miserable there on Thursday.
Yeah.
And I thought the ground had gone from, but then it just started drying out, and obviously the weight didn't have as much of an effect on him than we thought.
Yeah, and obviously it dried out quite considerably there Friday, and again on Saturday it was a sun blazing day, and coming to race time, so tensions were starting to gather as the 40V were getting ready to line up, and you went towards a prominent position in the race.
Yeah, look, he took the preliminaries very well, as he always does. It actually helps him a little bit, because he can be, I think he needs a big occasion to rile him up, if you know what I mean. So he took the preliminaries really well, and I was lucky enough, to be honest. There was a false start. I had a very poor position going down to the start, but going down to the first start, and I got a lovely position then, and a little bit further back than I would have liked to have been, but once he got over the first couple of fences, then he started really enjoying himself, and he started jumping really well, and just kept passing horses and travelling, and geez, he really travelled well now, to be honest.
I was parked myself between the chair and the water jump, and it seemed to be he was travelling well at the time. Going on the second circuit, you had yourself in a good position, I suppose, and then coming down to the canal turn, you actually you hit the front of that stage, and going down you were actually in third, sorry, but when you were going down the side the second time, that horrible mistake, I think it was the one after Valentine's, he gathered himself very well out of it.
Yeah, he didn't lose much momentum, to be honest, and I was trying to slow him down. He was travelling really well, and I was getting to the front way too soon. I just kept trying to slow him down, and he's so quick at the back of a fence. He's horrid fast at the back of a fence, and he just kind of maybe got his legs a little bit mixed up, but he's fairly solid in stature, so he was able to regather, and then he went and done it at the next fence, and I thought maybe they'd empty the tank on him a small bit now, to be fair. I thought he was being hard enough on himself, and he just came back on the bridle and travelled away well.
And when you were crossing the road on the Melling Road the second time, what was going through your mind? Did you think you had a one at that stage, or was there still, I know that there was a couple of fences to go, but it was a long way from home at that stage.
Yeah, I was always worried maybe he was up to doing a little bit too much. He was quite keen in my hands, and then a couple of mistakes. I was afraid he just might be up to doing too much.
And when you crossed the line, of course, it was just the whole lot fell in your hands, really, and it was a superb win.
Yeah, it was marvellous. It was just a great feeling, and it was great to do with Gordon and Jigginstown. You know, they're such marvellous people for our sport, and just great results. Yeah.
It's a great result for racing as well, Davy, I suppose, because it brings the sport to a whole new level, creating history on the world stage as well.
Yeah, and Michael is so, they're so open about their horses, and he gives people loads of access to the horses, and Gordon is the same, you know, they're very open and honest about the horses, and people are entitled to feel like they have a piece of Tiger Roll now at this stage, you know, because they've got behind him so much. He's got a huge public appeal, and people just love him, and Michael and Eddie and Anita and Wendy, they're good to spread him out, you know.
And I suppose when you were actually on parade there, coming back in, you were being interviewed there by Rishi Prasad there of ITV, but I suppose when the commentator on the track announced his name again after the race, the whole stand just lit up from what they've seen.
It did. It was an amazing feeling. You know, you get cheers in Cheltenham, but everyone stayed on the stand. I'd say there wasn't a, there was no one came down off the stands, and we went down as far as we could, down as far as the chair, because that's a quite big stand down there. And oh man, there was the response from us, and there was drink flying, there was glasses flying, there was hats flying. And it was like the old days, I must say. Yeah, it was something that I'll never forget.
And you know, obviously racing can be proud of itself. I know that you won't take all the credit for it, because I know you're going to mention about the head lads and lasses up at Gordon's, and Gordon has done all the work along with Keith Donoghue as well, who has rode Tyrrell to his both his successes in the cross country at Cheltenham. But for yourself, David, like it must be surreal just to ride a Grand National winner, but to ride two in a row and to go down in the history books as one of the seven double winners to go back to back.
Yeah, I really can't believe it. I couldn't ever have imagined over the past couple of years where a horse like Tiger O was going to come from. For me, like, you know, with my weight, usually these horses start at a lower weight and progress, whereas he was high enough in the weights for me to ride. And you know, it's just fantastic. Gordon has been so good to me, and like alone Gordon, but all the people along. One second. Sorry, there's a man here looking for a slitter.
He's hardly looking for a ride in Tiger Oil, is he?
Oh, geez, no better man. Yeah. No, it was great.
And obviously, you're actually going to say about the people around you.
Yeah, there's two of them here now at the moment, and they're not much of a help, but Lily and Finn and Jamie and Liam, and we have another one on the way, so... And then obviously Adele and my family at home, you know, it's fantastic. We were trying to run a business in Yall with the horses, and Coleman and everybody, and Ryan Tobin there that helps out in the yards. They're all part of this. These things don't happen without them, the help of them people, you know.
Well, look, the whole town has been talking about it all weekend, Davey, and everyone in the town is so proud of you of what you've done. You've brought the town of Yall back on the map again, and on the sporting map as well. I know we've got the Ironman coming, but this is probably one of the biggest things that could happen to Yall town, and everybody is so proud of you. Biggest, sincerest congratulations to you as well, winning the Grand National for the second time in a row. I'm sure we'll catch up with you very soon. I do want to mention one thing, and I suppose you do throw a lot back into the community, and I suppose you did mention about Kieran O'Connor on Saturday afternoon, and he is going through a tough time. I know you've been speaking to him over the last couple of weeks yourself.
Yeah, I haven't actually spoken to him personally now. I must actually call up to see him in the next couple of days, bring up the cup to him. But yeah, Kieran, you know, he's a good footballer. He won an All-Ireland medal for Cork. He's from Ahaddy, and he's Cork man, and he's gone through a very tough time. And, you know, all I wanted to do was tell him that we were thinking of him, you know.
And look, you did it in a marvellous way indeed. And look, Davey, thanks very much for joining us on Community Radio all this afternoon. Well done again, and I'm sure we'll catch up to you again very soon.
We must try and get Tiger Roll down to Yall to parade him if we can at all. I hope we get a bit of time next week or so to get him down and parade him up the street of Yall. That'd be something nice.
That'd be fabulous indeed. If you do get a chance, you let us know and we'll throw it out, all right?
That's right.
Okay. Thanks a million, Davey.
Thank you. Thanks.
That's Davey Russell, two-time champion jockey, as you mentioned there at the end. Tiger Roll, hopefully we could get a parade of him up the streets of Yall. What an occasion that would be in the streets. I'm sure we'll be lined with people from all around East Cork and West Water area. Thanks a million to Davey for joining us this afternoon on Community Radio Yall.